Danny Hicks and Cassie Zabavia on the Fishbowl. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for swimming in the bowl with me.
Hey, man, it's a nice big bowl. We're ready to swim.
Swimming in the fishbowl.
Jake and Bobby Joe.
Hey, Sam, look who I found.
It's Bobby Joe.
Where are you, girl? She's sitting right next to me.
You hold my hand too tight.
Awesome. Well, I know you just did the Q&A.
Yes.
But I was wondering if you wouldn't mind answering a few more questions.
You go right, delve as deep as you want to.
Did you record the first one? Because we're going to give you different answers.
I did not record the
first
one.
Yeah, Danny just makes shit up.
Then we're cool. Yeah, I do make shit up.
Awesome. What was it like working with Sam Raimi on Evil Dead 2?
Well, at that point, I really didn't have anything to judge it by because it was really my first feature film. But I was just grateful to be there, and every day was a learning experience. Every scene was a learning experience, and I was excited. And he was funny. He has a dry wit that I sometimes thought, was he serious or no? And then you realize, oh, this is what it's going to be like.
I found it a lot like playing with, you know, just being out in the sandbox and playing with one of the Three Stooges.
That's right. He had a lot of Three Stooges.
He's the fourth Three Stooge.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you are. He goes, hey, pal. Did he call you pal?
I don't. I'm sure. I don't remember. I was just kind of in awe, just hoping I could learn my lines and not mess up.
Faster, funnier, don't bump into the furniture.
That's right. Just trying to be professional.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, we talked a little bit about Bruce in the Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my own Bruce Campbell story that I had mentioned to Danny twice now. Bruce is one of the nicest guys in the business and also an hysterical character at the same time.
Well, his persona, even at these events, stays... I mean, I don't know if you really ever get to see the real Bruce, but you have essence of him. He really knows how to work this specific crowd, and they love him for it. I mean, the meaner he is to people, the more they love him.
Yeah.
And he's really not, I mean, he is truly a great guy.
He is a very generous and giving soul.
And on set, he is uber professional. I mean, he doesn't goof around. He gets the job done. We don't have time to goof around.
Here's one thing that I've realized over the years. It's a lot more fun to work with Bruce Campbell than it is to work for Bruce Campbell. Because as a director, it's like the camera's rolling all the time. There's no screwing around, period. It doesn't matter if the camera's running or not. It's all business. Until after, you know, when they say that's a wrap for the day, then Bruce is back.
Yeah.
But when you're working for him, he's very straightforward in how he does it, which is good.
And back when we were doing Evil Dead 2, Bruce was on set 18 hours a day, and he was exhausted. It was a very physical movie, and he was carrying the physical load. And he was exhausted. He needed his rest. He could regroup and start back in tomorrow with his face in a puddle of mud.
Try to figure out where he put the scars yesterday.
That's right, right.
Awesome. Well, I was wondering, aside from Evil Dead, what are some of your favorite films?
Oh, gosh.
Did she work on her?
I haven't worked
favorite,
on...
Favorite films in general.
In general. It's really crazy. I am one of those people that I don't remember movies and I can't quote movies, whereas my 20-year-old son can watch a movie one time and he can quote them like crazy. I like getting lost in movies. But I get so lost in them that I don't retain them like I do a book. I can retain a book, but not so much a movie. I don't know why. Maybe it's the visual aspect of it. I don't know.
It's funny for me. I mean, if you watch a movie and you say, that's a great movie, and then you watch it again 15 years later, it might not be such a great movie. You might watch it and say, what the fuck is that all about?
Right.
You know, and you might not enjoy it at all. But there's one movie, it's still my favorite movie. It's my favorite year. If your listeners haven't seen it, get a copy of it online.
Is that where people go to Michigan? And
no.
Oh, okay.
This is Peter O'Toole and Mark Lynn Baker, and it's about I think the character's based on Errol Flynn doing live television in the early 50s. Yeah, it's just hysterical.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
He
plays a washed-up alcoholic actor that's on his last legs, but he's still a swashbuckler.
Sure.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Such a good movie.
Awesome. Well, Danny, Cassie, thank you so much for swimming in the bowl with me.
Thank you. And you can follow us on on Twitter at Cassie DePaiva, and I have a website, CassieDePaiva.com, and I'm also on Days of Our Lives, so you can check me out there.
Awesome. And I don't know where to find me. I don't know where. No, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah.
Come and see me. Just Danny.
Click
what's
on.
His name?
Danny Hicks.
Yeah, that's who I am.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, so much for swimming in the bowl with me. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.